Well, good day to you all. This is Craig Blanchette, and this is the Crave Optimal Health podcast. And today we're going to be going through Dr. A's Habits of Health book on chapter 13. And chapter 13 discusses active living inside and out. And the main premise of this is focusing on how to utilize exercise, how to be active, because you can lose weight without activity, but you're not going to truly be healthy unless you're at a healthy weight and your body is also moving. And so we're going to go through this a little bit, how to calculate your metabolic rate. A lot of times people will say, well, my metabolism is fast, or metabolism is slow, or it's slowing down as I'm getting older. So we'll talk a little bit about what metabolism is and all that. And so we actually have Kim Stewart that's our presenter for today. And so welcome, Kim Stewart.
Trying to disappear.
I was like, where'd you go? Come on.
So I really don't even remember if I'm signing up. So, hey, but you know what? I love this chapter. So the chapter 13, I just have to say, when I first read this, I had done a lot of research as far as nutrition, and, you know, like, I've dieted for 15 years, and living actively, at the time of my journey, I was working out 6 days a week, and and gaining weight, mostly. And so to come to this chapter and actually read this information in here, it was really powerful to get some different information. And so chapter 13 outlines the habits of motion, and it kind of put exercise in a little bit different light for me. So if you look on pages 172, 173, there's a lot of information about how to figure out your TEE, total energy expenditure, your basal metabolic rate. There's a lot of great technical information in this chapter, and just understanding how the benefits and how this all works out. So the part that probably was most impactful to me started on page 175, where it talks about eat versus neat. So eat is exercise activity thermogenesis, and neat is non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So at that point in my journey, I was dedicating solid time to exercising, even though I was at a very high weight, and I was killing myself all the time, 6 days a week. I was scared to death to reduce it, because I thought, if I'm gaining weight working out 6 days a week, what's going to happen if I do less? But when I read about the non-exercise activity thermogenesis, I didn't realize how much I could leverage that throughout my day, and that it could actually make more of an impact potentially than those 30 minutes or an hour, whatever I wanted to dedicate throughout my day. On 175, it says, the compounding effect of those small daily choices have much more impact on weight maintenance than any exercise program. And I highlighted that, and I was like, what? Really? Is this true? And so this really was kind of the beginning of opening my eyes up to exercise and just a whole new way of thinking about exercise. I don't know. I know that's a really short synopsis. Probably could have done a better job if I had really thought about it, remembered. But I would love to just open it up, because I think this is a really powerful chapter. So those people who have read it probably have some really profound connections personally. What was surprising to you?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to pop out another question as well, because a lot of times what we think works, and like you said, I'm working out 6 days a week and I'm gaining weight. If I work out less, I'm going to gain even more. So I don't need to decrease my exercise. I need to increase. But when you actually look at what you think is going to happen and what is happening, maybe maybe continuing to do more of something is not going to get you closer to what you want. And I have people that work out all the time, and they just don't understand that exercise is actually pretty ineffective. When you actually look at it, it's pretty ineffective for weight loss. Not in our mind's eye of what we think, but when we actually look at the results we get. So maybe there's something we're missing there. And oftentimes, I know Kelly Carpenter, for example, he got his life back. He was exercising 3 hours a day to work off these three cookies that he had every day. And he wore out his hip. Yeah, he had to get a new hip. Well, now that he's eating differently, he works out for about a half an hour a day. So he got back 2.5 hours to do other things in life. And hopefully he won't wear out his other hip, you know? And anyway, so that's just a couple of ideas of the balance in the equation of why are we exercising? And if it's to lose weight, is it working? And just that reality. Go ahead, Diane, you had your hand up.
Yeah, well, and I'm one of those people who was exercising herself to death also. So, you know, this is a big shift. It was a big shift for me. It's programmed inefficiency. Because we're so used to being efficient. Right now, I go out and I run, and I don't even breathe hard. You know what I mean? My body knows that exercise so much now, it doesn't really benefit me that much anymore. Not the way it used to when I first started. So that was a big shift for me. Is like getting moving, you know, throughout your whole day, that you can actually burn a lot more calories, like what Kim was saying. So that whole idea of programmed inefficiency, parking further away from your destination and those kinds of things. So, and that's contrary to everything we see, right? Everything's about click the television, and so you don't even have to move hardly anymore. So anyway, so that's a real...
There was a guy, Mark Payan, and he had this slogan, do something hard today. And I thought, I just thought about that for a while. What if there was one thing a day that you chose to do it the hardest way possible? Maybe it's bringing groceries in from your car. I don't know about you, but I try to get as many bags on my, I think I'm lifting weights because I'm lifting all this weight, right? And you come in and you spill groceries everywhere and all that. Well, what if we took one in each hand and we made 6 trips? And we saved the trip to the gym, right? The hour and a half. You know, another thing that I noticed with exercise, with formal exercise, if I'm going to work out for an hour, I have to invest 2 hours because I get all sweaty and I have to get ready and I have to get done. But if I'm doing non-exercise activities, I don't got to take a shower after it because it's not a sweaty thing. And I can fit that in throughout my day. And I have this Apple Watch and it says, time to roll. And it reminds me 2 or 3 times a day, time to roll, go roll around for a minute, you know? And so those little simple things are like, well, when it reminds me, I just leave the desk and I go run around my island a couple times and I come back. And it's not, I don't have to shower afterwards, right? Anyway, those are just a couple of epiphanies I've had this last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know for me too, I love how you phrased that, Diane, the inefficiency, program inefficiency. I have been known to, you know, wanting to take walks or get more steps in throughout the day. I love the Fitbit that kind of motivates me to see how many steps I'm getting, you know, to combining things I have to do with things that will benefit me physically, like doing laundry. I'd fold one piece at a time and put one piece away at a time, which seems so crazy because, oh, this is so inefficient. But, you know, it takes that awareness and presence of mind to say, how am I cutting corners? You know, I used to pride myself, I'm really efficient. I could get a lot of stuff done in a short period of time. And it's reprogramming your brain. And I just didn't realize, I had never thought before this chapter that that even if you're scheduling an hour or the 2 hour commitment of time to work out, if we're sedentary the rest of the day, that's not going to make much of an impact on our health or even our weight, you know, those two components. And so I think as you get more into the meat, there's a whole other chapter on that we'll be talking about later on, but just recognizing there were things that that could increase calories that I had never thought of. In this chapter, in the sidebar, it talks about even something simple like drinking ice water as opposed to lukewarm water, whatever, that burns some extra calories. Using your non-dominant hand or taking a different way home, things are just, it just was mind-blowing, kind of opened up my thinking. So anybody else have a comment about chapter 13 or question?
Oh, well, I think of, I think it's in some commercial on TV, but it comes from the study of physics that a body in motion will stay in motion and a body at rest will stay at rest. Okay. Well, we're kind of tweaking that idea a little bit, but it's so true. Just as my gym is downsizing and we've closed our doors. I mean, you know, I was in there a couple of days a week at 5 o'clock and I'm walking over here, walking, you know, 16,000 square feet and cleaning and, you know, doing all the stuff. I'm just on my feet doing stuff. And now I'm like home and I'm sitting and I'm reading and I'm doing this. And are you kidding me? Like, I can notice a difference in my body. I'm like, this is not making me happy. And it's so true. I mean, and it's really an uplifting thought to think, okay, I can go through my daily activities and just park farther away, take the stairs, not the elevator. And it does change physically what you're doing, but also your mindset. You don't have this pull and like magnetic draw to the sofa, like I have to sit down, I have to sit down. It reverses that to I need to go, I need to go. My sister lives in Ireland in a city, and it's about a mile plus down to the city center. When she has anything going on in the city of Derry, she doesn't drive. I lived with her for 4 months. She's out the door, clump, 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 going down the street. I mean, she's this big. And she, this woman eats. I mean, healthy, planned. But, you know, that kind of activity. I have a dentist appointment. Oh, I need to pick up like 3 things from the grocery store, like Craig was saying. I mean, she will walk a mile into town, no joke, and walk uphill to get home with her groceries. So anyway, that's all I got to say. So I guess get in motion and stay in motion.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe we can think about some ways that you know, even I think it's a progression, right? And sometimes I think even there were times where I've been really focused on it and times I haven't been so focused on it. So sometimes we just need that reminder and think of new ways of getting extra steps in, whether that's parking farther away or whatever. So
Kim, thanks for presenting this topic too, and it's I love that we're able to talk about these kinds of things because we're students of these habits. Even if we didn't specifically prepare, we've been preparing for years, right? You've been preparing for this for years. So my charge for those of you that are listening is to, like Mark Payan said, every day pick one thing to do the non-efficient way. Maybe one day a week, instead of loading the dishes in the dishwasher, you do them by hand, right? Maybe one day, instead of driving to the mailbox, you walk to the mailbox, right? You know, parking, sometimes they have these, like the front parking lot, and then there's the second parking lot. So maybe one day a week, you choose to park in the second parking lot. Another thing that I've heard people do is if you work in an office building and there's multiple floors, don't use the bathroom on your floor for one day. So every time you go to the bathroom, and if you're drinking water, which you probably are, you go quite a bit. So go to the bathroom, even if you're at home. Use the upstairs bathroom if you have one. And I know it seems inefficient. It is inefficient in some ways, but it's super efficient in other ways. So think of that. That's your assignment as you think about this. What can I do that's harder, takes more time, I expend more energy? What if when we're watching TV, we didn't use the remote control? I don't even know if we can find the channel changing buttons on our TVs nowadays, right? But what if we at least turned the TV on and off with our finger? Maybe that's a crazy idea. I don't know. So I just want to challenge you guys and put that charge on you to don't always look for the simplest, easiest way to do things. Look to do something hard, especially if it gets your body moving. And so Thanks everybody for your attention today. I hope that you're getting a lot out of this. And the habits of health are useless unless they're practiced. So I want to just encourage you guys to practice them. All right, we'll see you next time.